keep it together, Romans 15 and 16. Here at the end of Romans, we find Paul wrapping things up and signing off. Last week's message was get it together, and this week it's keep it together. Paul is saying, okay, church, now you know what you need to do, so do it. Keep worshiping God and working for good together. Keep doing the things that prove you love Jesus. Keep letting the world know that you belong to God. In many ways, this is the hardest message yet. Anything is easy if you only have to do it for a little while. Endurance is hard. Keeping on day after day, week after week, year after year, that's hard. It's easy to come to church when you have time and you feel like it. It's harder to make it a weekly priority above all else. It's easy to serve in leadership for a year or two. It's harder to serve for 10 or 20 or 30 or 60 years. Showing up time and again. Giving up other things time and again. Biting your tongue and choosing better words time and again. Digging deep into your wallet in faith time and again. Walking through the shadows and lean places and dark days faithfully time and again. That is hard. Accepting each other, bearing with each other, considering Christ in all things, submitting ourselves and our wishes, that's not easy. Continuing to learn and study and grow, continuing to minister to others, continuing into each day as a living sacrifice, it's not easy. Always choosing to trust, always choosing to pray, always choosing to hope and believe, always choosing to rest in the peace and joy of Christ, it's not easy. But it's our calling. If we don't keep it together, we will fall apart. If we don't carry the light of the gospel message, if we don't share the love of God, then what? This is a call to endurance, a call to be a church full of transformed people, a church that blesses Jesus and thereby blesses the world. This is a call to faithfulness and steadfastness. Watch out for divisions, Paul says. Look out for people in the church who only want to get their own way. And make sure it isn't you. Be wise and do what's good and stay united in love. Keep it together. Well, this week we celebrate. It's our tradition here at Rummel Church to take inventory on the Sunday before Thanksgiving, to look at all we have accomplished in the past year, and to give thanks for all God has done through our efforts, and even in spite of our efforts sometimes. Celebration Sunday is not a time to boast. We cannot sink into pride and smugness. Rather, it's a day to marvel at what God can do when we are open to His movement among us. When we say yes to greater things. When we offer ourselves up to the challenges and opportunities God presents. And when we work at those things together. It's amazing what God can bring about. This year, as we wrap up our study of Romans, I've pulled out 5 functions of the church that Paul mentions in chapter 15. Each event or idea fits into at least one of these categories. And each event and idea represents the shared hearts, minds, hands, time, and resources of many people. As we look over the past year, if you're a regular here, ask yourself how involved you were. Is there anything you'd like to be more involved with in the year ahead? And if you're part of a different congregation and you're listening, What more can you do to help your church keep it together? If you'd like to interact with this next part, then hit pause and grab a piece of paper and a pen. I'll have you write down each category as we get to it, so you can ponder the ways in which you work toward these goals. In verse 2, Paul wrote about building up our neighbors and doing good to the people around us. Over this past year, our church family has fulfilled this in many different ways. So on your paper, write down, "We build up our neighbors and work for their good." In February, we sent Valentine cards to the residents at Wynber Woods, and I'm sure they appreciated those. In March, we sponsored an Easter egg hunt for our children. They had a great time, and it was so good to see the kids who got more eggs and candy sharing with the kids who got less. We also hosted the district leadership team for their quarterly meeting, and we are on the list to host a future district conference. We hosted the Wynber Hospice Memorial Service in May. That can be a very helpful time of worship for families who are grieving. In June, we assembled a team to prepare and serve a funeral luncheon for the family of Annie Lehman. We used real plates and silverware just like she would have wanted, and everyone worked together in a spirit of love. We then worked with Life Church of Wynber to provide an end-of-school block party for the kids in town. We participated in the all-church picnic, sponsored by United Churches of Wynber and our Wynber Ministerium. In August, we hosted our annual clothing giveaway. Several hundred people came for free clothes and shoes. There was so much joy among the givers, the workers, and the shoppers. We joined with the Wynber School District's Trunk or Treat event a few weeks ago, providing candy and music. We also hosted the Caregivers Cafe event for people who administer full-time care for their loved ones. The people I talked with said it was very helpful for them. We also had some of our members go on work trips through the year with Brethren Disaster Ministries. They travel out of state to rebuild homes that have been destroyed, always working for low-income families and those who have little or no insurance. We supported the Wynber New Day Youth Drop-In Center with financial gifts and snacks. We also have people who represent our church within the Wynber School District, Berkey Cemetery Association, United Churches of Wynber, Wynber Ministerium, and our District of the Church of the Brethren. In Romans 15, verse 6, Paul blesses the church that they might glorify God with one united mind and voice. So on your paper, write down, "We glorify God with one mind and one voice." Well, it's now 1 year since we held our concert to benefit the victims of Hurricane Helene. Many people came together last November to glorify God, and we raised $5,000 to help people in need. In February, our board members gave a Saturday morning to meet together and pray and discuss ideas and vision for our church. We also hosted a community Lenten service in the spring. Those are always a great time of meeting with other Christians in town. When warmer weather came, we had some outdoor worship services and Vesper services. In August, we partnered with Scalp Level Covenant Brethren Church for Praise in the Park, and we served the food. We also have an Amplify event once a month. It's for our church and Bring a Friend, but we serve dinner and we play games and sing songs and hear a brief message. And it's such a good group, and we have such a good time. And of course, we meet every Sunday morning at 10 o'clock to worship God together. We have some really talented musicians, our worship band is growing, and we get to hear the Word of God proclaimed and explained every week so that we can meditate on his word throughout the week. In verses 16 through 21 of chapter 15, Paul talks about the importance of proclaiming the gospel of Jesus Christ to all people. So on your paper, you can write down, "We proclaim the gospel of Jesus Christ in many ways." Last December, our kids treated us to The Office of Angels, a play about what it might have been like at Dunder Mifflin's Heavenly Branch on the night when Gabe found out he would be sent to Earth to meet with Mary. In January, we baptized two people and welcomed them officially into our church family. Baptism is a proclamation of the saving grace of the gospel. On Palm Sunday, our kids blessed us with A Child's Purpose, a play about Jesus' purpose and how we can know our own. We had some special services during Holy Week designed to bring us closer to Christ and to each other. On Easter Sunday, we had more baptisms and we welcomed 5 new members into our church family. Our VBS, our Bible school, was in June. It was called Under the Big Top, and it was a lot of fun. We got to proclaim the gospel to 54 kids, and most of them were not from our church. What a blessing. We also sent kids to Camp Harmony in the summer so they could grow in their relationship with God, and we continue to support this important ministry. We also collected and sent Bibles and Christian books to ministry leaders around the world to help equip them to proclaim the gospel where they are. We celebrated the traditional Brethren Love Feast and Communion service in the spring and in the fall. Our deacons work hard to make those times special. If you've never attended, you're missing out. In addition, we have set aside a time each Sunday evening for our youth to gather together. We partner with Scalp Level CBC, and there are between 20 to 40 teenagers who come every week to have fun and to hear God's word. We have a weekly children's ministry with skilled teachers who are dedicated to sharing the good news of Jesus with the kids in our midst. We offer 2 different Bible studies each week for adults as well. The men meet on Tuesday mornings at 6, and the rest of us do Thursdays at 7 p.m. These are open to anyone who wants to go deeper in faith and knowledge and community. We also open our doors to Child Evangelism Fellowship every Tuesday and Wednesday. There's a mess of kids that walks over to our building to hear about Jesus. The Tuesday group has about 80 kids, and the Wednesday group is at 55. Wow. In Romans 15:27, Paul writes about the church's obligation to share their blessings and to meet the material needs of other people. We are to give in faith with cheerful and generous hearts as God gives to us. So on your paper, you can write down, "We share our blessings to meet material needs." This year, in addition to the many organizations we support with our annual budget, like Compassion House, the Winber Food Pantry, and Camp Harmony, we collected for some special offerings. As we've done for many years, we had a Christmas gift tree in December for Winber Head Start. This was organized by one of our members a long time ago, and we keep it going to this day. For some of these kids, the gifts we buy and wrap up for them are pretty much all they get for Christmas. Parents are grateful, and I know God must be pleased. We took up a special offering in March to bless our missionary family serving on the island of Guam. For a special Easter offering, we got our little tree out again and covered it with tags. We purchased items and shipped 9 boxes of supplies to Saudi Arabia to one of our members stationed there. He and his colleagues were happy to receive items they needed, and even more, to know that people back home were thinking of them and care about them. We celebrated Christmas in July this year. We sang carols and purchased items for the Christmas shoeboxes we send through Samaritan's Purse. These boxes full of gifts go to children all over the world who need to know that God sees them and loves them. The boxes we packed this year are on their way now, so be praying for the 150 children who will receive them. We also filled stockings again for the Appalachian Intermediate Unit 8. Our regional IU-8 provides educational support for rural schools, and we get to bless some young students with a Christmas treat. We also have some ongoing projects at our church. We now collect new and used blankets to send to unhoused people living in Pittsburgh. You know how chilly your house can get in the winter, so imagine how cold these folks are going to be. A blanket, though, is more than warmth. It's love, it's care, it's compassion. We collect food and other important items for our Winber food pantry. Every month, we feature a different item to bring, and this has never been more important for us to do. Christ fed the hungry, and we are his body, his hands here on earth. We also collect boxes of tissues for the kids next door at the elementary school. They are always dripping, and we provide soft tissues for little noses. The kids and teachers appreciate it. Additionally, we have some ladies who put their sewing machines to good use throughout the year. They make little dresses to send to girls all over the world. Our original fashions are worn in places like Puerto Rico, Haiti, and Rwanda. This year, these ladies made sure to have 150 cloth tote bags made for the shoeboxes. They also make quilts to send to the Women's Help Center in Kernville. So if you have time to sew this winter, give us a call. Romans 15:30 talks about taking time to pray for each other and to refresh each other with joy. So on your paper, write down, "We pray for each other and refresh each other with joy." We ended last year with a joyful time at our annual Christmas party, and we're going to do it again this year in just a few weeks. We started 2025 with a renewed focus on prayer. We had a sermon series about it, and we've been trying some new things during our prayer time on Sunday mornings. We converted our back room of the sanctuary into a room that is dedicated to prayer. It's available to you when the doors are open and by appointment. You can come early on Sunday mornings to sit and pray. Our deacons started to do just that this year. On the first Sunday of each month, they meet back there at 9:30 to pray for our church. You can join them anytime. We also upgraded our prayer chain system. Now we get text messages when there's a request for prayer. I love the new system. It's a lot easier to use. It also saves us about $1,000 every year. In the spring, we got our pictures taken for a new church photo directory. We had not made one since 2016, and a lot has changed in our family since then. Everyone looks great, so I hope our members will use this new book to get to know each other better and to pray for each other. Over the summer, we had a visit from the Tavares family, our missionary friends from Guam. They shared with us, and we were able to provide them with some hospitality. We also held some anointing services this year. It's a meaningful time of prayer and surrender. We anoint with oil for healing, forgiveness, courage, and faith. And we offer that anytime there's a fifth Sunday of the month. We also shared a lot of meals together. Covered dish lunches and breakfasts cooked by our men are very popular. These are great times of fellowship and refreshing for us. A new thing we've added this year has been our senior game days. Once a month, we have 2 hours of playing table games together, and it's a lot of fun. This month, we actually stayed extra to finish a new game we tried, and really enjoyed. Well, that's my list. I have one more thing. It doesn't fit into a category, but I would be remiss if I didn't mention the tremendous job our leaders do to keep this ship sailing. Our board chair untangles a lot of confusion, our treasurer keeps the books straight, and our board members and team chairs keep things running. Our stewards team, along with our cleaners and groundskeeper, they make sure we have a clean, safe, beautiful place to gather. Our building gets used almost every day by someone, and they do a great job with the facility and property maintenance. I hope I didn't miss anything. That was a lot. We just try to do what's right in front of us, do the things that God gives us to do. So I hope I didn't miss anything. Romans 15 and 16 provide a call to unity within the body of Christ. Out of the 29 people Paul mentions in chapter 16, 1/3 of them are women. There are upper and ruling class names, as well as slave names. There are Greek, Latin, and Hebrew names, and we're pretty sure one of the men was from Libya in North Africa. The challenge is clear. As a diverse group of people, keep it together for the sake of Christ. Keep it together. May this be our goal as well as a church. Amen. I'll ask you to pray with me. Gracious God and Father of all people, we celebrate all that you've accomplished through us this year. It's incredible. We are a small church in a small town, and you have allowed us to touch the world with your love. Lord, forgive us for the times when we get frazzled or fed up, for the times when we got tired or lazy, the times when we withheld ourselves or allowed fear to win or chose to be selfish instead. Challenge us in the year ahead to be more generous, more devoted, more tireless in our work for your kingdom. Give us all we need to do all you call us to do. We truly have 10,000 reasons to bless your name. In Jesus' name, amen.